Good afternoon, 117 on Como News Radio. I'm Charlie Harger, in for Art Sanders today. A local group of home inspectors says, don't just change your home's smoke detector batteries, change the smoke detector itself. Skip Walker is a national inspector and is in town this weekend on behalf of the Western Washington chapter of the American Society of Home Inspectors. He joins us on the Como Newsline. Good afternoon, Skip.
How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Okay, so I've heard a lot about this. Can you go over just real simply what the differences in the type of smoke detectors are?
Yeah, the kind that most of us have in our homes, probably 90%, are the type that go off when you cook and you shower. A ton of research indicates that those same alarms will fail to go off about half the time in fires when we need them most. And the fix is really simple. There's a type of alarm called photoelectric. It's a readily available type of sensing technology, and it'll go off about 96% of the time in a fire. So you basically double your chances of survival by simply changing the alarm.
Now, with this photoelectric type of alarm, is this a type that will still go off if I set the oven to 475 degrees and a little smoke comes out?
That's one of the big advantages, is they don't go off when you cook. They don't go off when you shower. And one of the biggest problems we have is keeping smoke alarms connected. People get frustrated when they nuisance trip. They pull the batteries out. They forget to put them back in. And then that actually causes two-thirds of all fire deaths is just having no functional smoke alarm. So it's critical that people keep their smoke alarms connected, and that will double their chances of survival. And then if they simply change the alarm to a photoelectric type, that will actually double it again. So they'll actually significantly improve the safety of their family for virtually no money.
You know, my house is probably, about 18 years old, and I know all the fire alarms are connected. I don't know how they're wired to each other, but if one goes off, they all go off. Just ask my dog. So when you replace a fire alarm, is this something that they'll still remain wired to one another, and do you have to replace them all at the same time?
If you've got an 18-year-old house and you've never replaced your smoke alarms, then you're about 8 years too late. You should have changed them about 8 years ago. So every 10 years is the recommendation by the State Fire Marshal and the National Fire Protection Association to change alarms. They have a very high failure rate over 10 years of any kind of alarm. So number one, change your alarms. And number two, you can buy the photoelectric alarms in either type, the interconnected, hardwired, or battery only. So they're available in both types, just like the more common ionization type of alarm. But again, changing them out will significantly change the survival rates in the house. Changing them all at the same time is a good idea, especially in your case where you've basically inadvertently waited too long. Anyway.
I am a bad boy.
Okay, you are.
So, Skip, what's coming up tonight?
Tonight I've got a talk about 2 hours long with some folks over at the Western American Society of Home Inspectors chapter, and we're going to kind of go through all the statistics behind this. And at the same time, I've got some videos that show university testing to kind of back up all that.
You know, Skip, here's the thing. My wife is probably listening right now, and I was planning on going home and relaxing, so thanks a lot.
You're welcome to join us.
All right. Hey, Skip, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. And we, of course, if you want to find out any more, just check out more from the Western Washington chapter of the American Society of Home Inspectors. Skip Walker on Como News Radio. Your Money Minute now.